Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggler Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be joining us very shortly, about 12 o'clock. I think we're going to go on another track, as usual. How about Aquelio? OJ did it.
OJ did it. OJ did it.
OJ did it. OJ did it. OJ did it. OJ did it.
Former American football star and actor O.J. Simpson
stood accused of murdering his ex-wife Nicole and waiter Ron Goldman in a bloody knife attack.
Election find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
The verdict divided America and the world. In the eyes of many, despite his repeated protestations of innocence, he was and remains a guilty man. But the world has not been told the full story.
Guilty is what the verdict should have been. Shackled and stuffed in a pen. His wife was fucking his friend, so he lost it and gave her what he thought she deserved and more. A crime of passion, a jealous rage, stabbing a screaming whore. Completely gored, even the score. Waited till Ron got to the door and to see if Nicole was at home for sure. The dogs knew he was there, but they didn't. He was hit as the steps were getting louder. He was getting anxious from sitting and waiting for the doorbell to ring. And for Ron and Nicole to expose their little fling. And once the front door was closed, his eyes got teary. All the days that she left him weary was the cause of this theory.
I don't know about your theory, it's theory, I'm not convinced. It seems the jury was clearly convinced of his innocence. It's evident that the evidence used in his defense contradicts what they found off his shoes and his footprints. His bloody Bruno Mollies were muddy, the scene was ugly. Was he guilty of murder? Let's open the case further. The murder glove didn't fit, seems love didn't exist with Orenthal and his wife, which led to her getting sliced with a knife.
Yeah, knife.
Till she bled out on the patio.
That's my point exactly, what makes you think he didn't stab her though? A 6'1 pro baller couldn't grab a bro. Killer then tackle bro to the gravel like a natural. They drag him both, stab him in the back to moat like they did him with his factual. They got him.
Is that reason to attack him? No, babbling how he slashed the throat. Thrasher gave her gases till blood rushed out and slashed his clothes.
But he left the left glove and his left hand was cut.
But pinning the murder on him, that evidence ain't enough.
His blood in the Bronco, are you telling me that was planted?
It's possible nowadays, you can't take anything for granted.
This film reveals that the evidence heard in court was only part of the real
O.J.
issue.
Did it. No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he took that neck and slid it.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't. See that glove, he couldn't fit it.
O.J. did it.
Yeah, he did it. It's a must that you admit it.
O.J. did it.
If he did it, then he wouldn't have been acquitted.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J. did it.
No, he didn't.
O.J.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he did it.
took that neck and slid it.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't. See that club, he couldn't fit it.
OJ did it.
Yeah, he did it. It's a must that you admit it.
OJ did it.
If he did it, then he wouldn't have been acquitted.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
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 OJ did it.
Someone tell me how the guilty gets acquitted.
OJ did it.
All the evidence is saying that he did it.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
Did he?
No.
And we are back.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, Dark Lotus. Falling.
Come on. Jump, sir. Whatever you do, please do not jump. Yeah, hi, look. There's a guy, and he's on a building, and he looks like he's going to jump. Yeah, I am on...
Jump!
Why the hell are you telling him to jump?
Jump!
Don't jump!
I don't get this. Fuck sickness of living with this. Never get to forget this. Not even on Christmas. No way to dismiss this. What the fuck is this? They tell me it's all in my head. Why can't I get a witness? Fuck it. I was never meant to be and not my own hater. Up the elevator on a rooftop seconds later. Looking over the ledge about to plunge. Take a deep breath in my lungs. Hear the street come.
This is it. My last step. My last walk. My last attempt to reach out, touch the one to call. My phone's been cut off, the bills is piling up so high. I'm on this edge, and fully prepared to dive. Police lights, glittering streets beneath my feet. 50 stories below, I can hear a mile of green. It's all okay, just give it another day. They turn the streets as I step off and drift away.
I'm the one, drop to the bottom fast. Get on in, man, about to crash.
Woke up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live up.
I'm looking over this ledge at these matchbox cars. 50-something levels up, make me hit that concrete hard. Why my man don't work no more? Why my doc quit on me? I'm working second, not top. You no more see me, obviously. Not waiting for my boss to grow all this concrete and crumble. A gang of motherfuckers saying don't do it, you won't see no trouble. Next thing I know, I heard mad screams, holy fuck. The crowd's coming my way mighty fast, cause I just jumped.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Get on in, man, about to crash.
Woke up and around, now I'm from out.
Given another chance to live or die.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Get on in, man, about to crash.
Woke up and around, now I'm from out flying.
I've been given another chance to live or die.
I'm falling. Get on in, man, about to crash.
Fuck dying, fuck dying, fuck dying, fuck dying.
I'm falling.
Smith, Dayton family, prostitute killer.
Hi, I'm Chucky.
Like Los Angeles, haters, they can't handle this. Mr. Peterson, better take your life like I'm Bo Scandalous. With a circle like they opera, man, you niggas copper, bruh. It ain't no getting away when I drop this atom bomb on top of ya. Wanna kill me, boy, what's stopping ya? Quit fucking with my mafia. I'ma drop a bomb on it ass like Reagan done Gaddafi. On your life, bitch, you gon' die. Fuck with me, better say goodbye. That prostitute thinks she gon' live on the street, but man, that bitch a lie. Your niggas be bitches too, acting like your name was Boo. Running your mouth about me, dating the shit, and you can't fuck with you. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. 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 When it's murder, blood will squirt out your head, it's water hose. Prostitute killer, prostitutes, we love to murder those. Pick them up, now I'm headed to an isolated destination. This raggedy bitch is about to take herself a long vacation. I'll take this 12-inch buck knife that I got, it's open up. All I'm meaning is, bitch, I'm fiending to see some blood and guts. I bust a nutty time, I break a bone inside your face. Serial killer, contemplate murder in any place. You say with death, not bitch, and bootlegs to hold a ragoon. Pictures of murder victims hang from the walls in my room. Ho killer, my nigga, bitch, it's just a bloodbath. You should've known not to fuck with them killers off the ass. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. 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 I take them with that Daisy. I post them like Bernard King. 33 up in my clip. Call that bitch Kenny King. Stunna get your mo green. One of y'all I like mo green. Bitch, I need that mid-screen. Talk to the 8 y'all 15. I started out in Maryville. Fuck boy, he better not play. I bring them cake. KKK. Bar K's a couple case. Male gray a 12 case. Just in case. Just in case. SK on a nigga face so he don't testify today. Headshot. Drinking on some purple pop. Red dot. Some mouth shot. Top of door, little folk top. I'm smoking on some Kenya pop. 12 gauge my Ronnie lot. Problem solved, I had to pop a mega fox. Call me for that Courtney Cox. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer.
The Witch Haunt.
The Witch
Haunt. Everybody emits a certain energy about them. Now, whether this stems from their spirit or their soul or whatever you want to call it, everybody has an energy that you can feel or that most people can feel. Like some people, they're not as attuned to others. For me, I always felt like I could tell a lot about a person just by being close to them. By being in proximity to them, I could kind of feel what kind of energy they were emitting. Now, sometimes this energy is like would make me uncomfortable. Like, you know, you ever meet somebody and the first time, you know, right away, you don't even like them before they even say anything. You can just kind of get a sense for them that they're there's something wrong or foul about that person. And then sure enough, as soon as they start talking, you suddenly realize why you felt that way. It's apparent because, yeah, they are, that person is off, or that person is evil, or that person is corrupted. Now, some people, they even have the ability to see auras. Now, I've never been able to see an aura, but when they look at a person, they can kind of see certain colors that only that they can perceive, you know, with their psychic abilities or whatever you want to call it. Now, throughout my life, I've only encountered maybe two times that I've sensed something in somebody so evil that it made me afraid. One time that this happened was when I was just driving down the road. Now, normally when I sense somebody's aura, you know, it has to be like several feet away. Like I have to be close to the person, at least in the same room with the person. Anyway, we were driving down this road this one day. I was with a group of my friends. I was in the passenger seat when there was this feeling of immense evil coming from this car in front of us, probably in front of us about like 30 feet, and it was in the right lane. And I was just drawn to it. Like I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, it was just emanating this intense evil and corruption. You know, and as we started getting closer to it, like I didn't know what to tell my friends because I didn't want to freak them out or whatever, like I'm crazy. But it intensified as I got closer to this car because it was slowing down in the right-hand lane and we were catching up to it. So finally I was like, I just said it, man. I was like, man, there's something fucking crazy evil in that car right there. I was like, just keep going, man. Just keep going. Like, don't slow down. You know what I mean? So as we passed it, I couldn't help but look over, and it was just an old man, like from the outside. You know, if somebody was looking at him, he just looked like a normal person. But to me, like, I could perceive and feel this, like, evil just emanating from him. And it was then that I realized that not only are there corrupt souls on this planet, but I believe that there's demons as well. Or perhaps people that are so corrupted in their spirit that they have manifested into demons or are host to demons. Now, this one time, I had a direct contact with an actual demon, and I'll never forget it, and it was the most horrifying moment in my entire life, like my most horrifying moment that I've ever experienced. So I was laying in bed one night sleeping, and I was probably about 14 years old or so, maybe 15, and I awoke with my face in the pillow. Okay, so I was suffocating. Like, that's how I woke up. Like, I woke up because I was dying. And when I woke up, not only was I suffocating, but I was completely and utterly paralyzed. I could not move. So I was laying there, face down, suffocating. And that was not the most horrifying feeling that I was having. The fact that I was suffocating or paralyzed. It was the fact that I felt this presence that was in the room. It was behind me and off to the right, something standing there right beside my bed. And even though I couldn't see it, I clearly felt it and knew it was there. And it was causing me this paralysis. It was causing this to happen. Like, it completely had dominion over my body, my physical body, and I could not move. And all I could think about was getting away from this being, this entity that was there in the room. All I wanted to do was get away from that. And the fact that I was dying was secondary to the fact that I wanted to get outside of the presence of this evil force that was there in the room. So my mind was completely in panic. I was completely and utterly terrified. I could barely think, but somehow, in all the anarchy of all the emotions that were flooding through me and the complete terror, I realized that if I could just move one of my fingers, if I could just concentrate and focus on one of the fingers of my body and move that one finger, then somehow I knew that that would allow me to somehow escape. And so I concentrated all my efforts, and I was screaming in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking completely panicked. But somehow I was able to concentrate enough to move one finger. And then as soon as I moved that one finger, I was actually tapping in along the side of my bed. All of a sudden, I could move my entire arm. And the next thing I know, I just sprung out of bed. And when I sprung out of bed, I fucking ran out of that room, you know, as fast as I could. And I don't remember much what happened after that. I just remember I wouldn't go back into that room for like weeks, you know. I was completely terrified that that was going to happen again. Now, fast forward a couple of years, you know, I'm actually, you know, went through basic training and AIT. And, you know, we're going through our advanced individual training. Now, there was this guy in our unit, and I remember his name. His name was Cottrell. Cottrell was the only other time that I can remember sensing a demonic form in an actual person, okay? This guy, he looked like, he almost had like frog-like features. Like his face, his mouth was so wide. It was almost like lizard-like or something. And he moved so slow. It was weird. Like, it wasn't just the fact that he had a sense of evil. He had a look about him, too, that was just something was off about him. Anyway, I sensed this evil in him. You know, it just really made me uncomfortable. Like, just being around him, it was like this. It wasn't as strong as the man in the car. It wasn't as strong as that. But and it definitely wasn't as strong as the entity that was in my room. But it was definitely something that made me uncomfortable, and I tried to avoid him. Anyway, when we were going through our advanced individual training, we had an instructor. His name was Sergeant Todd. Now, this guy, this instructor was a waste. You know, he didn't do anything. All he did was sat. He didn't try to teach us nothing. He was just like, look, do whatever the fuck you want to do. You guys are all passing. This is what the guy told us. Do whatever you want to do. You guys are all passing. You know, just, you know, I'm going to be sitting here chilling. So Cottrell decided that he wanted to collect money to get Sergeant Todd a plaque to, you know, reward him for, like, his teaching us or whatever. And so he was collecting money from everybody, and I said, nah, man, I ain't contributing to that. Fuck that, you know. And so he looked at me, and he was like, what do you mean you're not contributing? I was like, why would I give money for a plaque for someone that just sat on their ass the whole time, didn't teach me shit? He was like, you for real? You're not going to give money? You know, he started getting like he was trying to boss up. I said, yeah, man, I'm not giving no money. That's it. That's fine. And I walked off. All right. Now, in the day room where we slept, you know, it was a giant room, like 50 people in there, bunk beds, all that. There was this group that went around at night, and they were called the Rat Pack. So if somebody had a problem with them, or they considered somebody to be trouble, they would catch them in the middle of the night and beat them with these bars of soap, right? And, you know, nobody was ever, like, seriously fucked up, but, you know, it'd fuck you up a little bit. You know, people would be all bruised up the next day and fucking pissed off and whatever else, right? So anyway, I'm going to sleep one night, and all of a sudden, the Rat Pack is completely surrounding my bunk. Now, I slept on the top bunk, and I look down, and there's Cottrell standing in front of them, and there was probably about like 12 of them, and he's like, yeah, that's the one. He's the one that said the Rat Pack ain't shit. He's the one. So all of a sudden, the leader of the Rat Pack, I don't remember his name, but he came up to me, and he was like, you talking shit about the Rat Pack? So I jumped down off my bunk, right? Now, I've been in these situations before where you're completely outnumbered, and it's always the same effect. Like, something happens to me where I suddenly lose all fear. Like, when I realize that there's no possible chance of me winning a situation, like, in a physical confrontation like that, it always happens. Like, I just lose entire fear. It just totally evaporates. Like, I already know I'm going to fucking get my ass beat, so fuck it. So I jumped down, and I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, man. I was like, no, I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't have shit against the Rat Pack. This motherfucker's pulling your strings. I have a beef with this motherfucker. And I was like, Cottrell, if you want to go one-on-one, we'll go right now. So he looked at me, and he was all, like, fucking crazy, like, upset, and just, like, eyes all fucking, you know, on fire and shit. So then all of a sudden he just like backed up in a slow motion way and he fucking disappeared, right? So I was like, all right, straight. So anyway, some time passes. I complete AIT and I'm actually asleep in my bunk. Now I'm at St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. There was a hurricane that hit through there, Hurricane Hugo. And we were down there for a hurricane relief effort, you know, in the Army. And we're sleeping in these tents, and they got the mosquito netting and all that. This was the second time that I experienced the paralyzation effect. This time, I woke up, it was at night, and I was face up, lying on my back. And I hear this noise, and I'm looking around, and I'm completely terrified because I cannot move. You know, the same effect, just completely paralyzed, but I can move my eyes and I'm looking around and I hear this noise and suddenly I realize it's Cottrell and he's coming up to my bunk and he's moving the curtains aside and he comes and stands over me and he's looking down at me and it sounds like he's hissing. It's the only way to describe it. It's like this real guttural kind of like almost like a hissing like sound. And he looks over me with his eyes and he's like looking at me and I realize that he's smiling. And I just sat there like completely paralyzed, wondering like what he's gonna do, and he didn't do anything. He just stood back and he faded back. And the next thing I know, I could move again. Alright. So when that happened, I jetted out of the fucking tent. You know what I mean? And that was it. You know, I didn't realize, like, I had no idea what it all meant. You know, I didn't confront him about it afterwards. I wasn't, like, afraid of him. But it was the second time that that happened. And it made me to believe he could have possibly been a demon himself. The thing with the paralyzation is I did research on it later. And I found out that I read the sleep book, this entire book about sleep, and there was a small paragraph in it that's about people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety, and it was just like one sentence, you know, and it said something about it's a rare occurrence, but it happens to people all throughout the entire world. So then I read this other book, and this book covered supernatural phenomena and monsters and stuff like that, and in the very beginning of the book, there was this write-up by the author of the book talking about this phenomena. And he was using it as proof that supernatural horrors in this world exist. Because he was saying that this phenomena of people waking up paralyzed with extreme anxiety and, you know, even feeling like a demonic force, like feeling as if there's a demonic force near them or in the room or even seeing things, has been reported around the world since the beginning of recorded history. When I read that, there was like almost like a wash of relief because I felt like I wasn't the only one. Like this is something that, I don't know, it might not make sense, but just knowing that others have experienced this, you know, there's people that can relate to what I've been through, and it brought me a great bit of relief. Also, he gave it a name. It was called the Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt. The Witch Haunt.
Up next to give y'all motherfuckers. How's about Ludacris with Ho?
Jeez. enemies with whole tendencies. Hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energies to do what you do. Blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professional like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattail. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoes don't lay up. Come on, player, once a hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's a hoe take for your whole hoe crew. And everybody wants some, cause hoes gotta eat too. Hoes don't act right. It's hoes on a mission and it's hoes on a crack pipe. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a whole wide world that we living in. Feline, feminine, fantastical women. Not all, just some. You ho who you are. It's hoes in the room, it's hoes in the car. It's hoes on stage, it's hoes by the bar. Hoes by near, but hoes by far. Ho.
But can I get a ride?
No.
Come on, nigga, why?
Sucking down chocolate like daddy-o's. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing off hoes independence. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasted with ugly chick faces. But hoes don't feel so sad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You the hoe.
And we're back. Up next, about Lil White Sold My Soul.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 603.
I sold my soul to the devil for a small price.
Yeah.
I am next. Well, be Real American 2012.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Never give up, never give in, never give up, don't let them win. Never give up, never give in, never give up, don't let them win. Fight for your right to be who you are, fight for your right to live how you want. What you believe in, just reach for the stars. Don't live their lies, they destroy human hearts. This is my side, the American dream. And I hate that we live by the American scheme. We all hate each other, yo, we're taught that shit. It's time to stand up, yo, flip that switch. Unite overnight, we could change anything. The truth will set you free, it's how we begin. This country was built on American pride. And they shut the lights up, and they let us die. Your love to the nine. Just believe in yourselves and we'll change over time. Just believe in your future, believe in your mind. Believe for the children and fight against these crimes.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Young Dubliner with Foggy Dew.
'Twas down the glen one Easter morn to City Fair Old Eye. Those armor lines of margin men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum, and it sounded straight at two. But the angel's bells or the liffey swell rang out of the foggy dew. Ow! Proudly high over Dublin town, they hung out the flag of
Aye, y'all. Woody Payton, Spice One, Bombay.
Iceberg Slim, Boss Lenny, Fetty, Chico, Shizmil, Shizmilton, Yay Area, yeah. Boom by Yay Area, nigga, Whitney Payton in this motherfucker.
What's the definition of boom by Yay? Oh, I get it, okay, boom by Yay. Murder in the music every time I play. I'm the boom by, boom by, boom by Yay. Everybody's yelling out.
Motherfuckers know I be heated. Hit them up with some heaters, leave you bitch niggas deleted. Blam! Draining your blood, black it up. Suckers couldn't see me with a mirror, never duck the attack of the nightmare on Hayden Street, kicking tails from the hoodie. With a hoodie on the hood of my whip, counting my goodies, my chips, my cheese, my cheddar, my butter, my mozzarella. Keep flying to the money, just resurrect Helen Keller. The Thriller in Manila, I'm heated with AK. Muhammad Ali, nigga, boom, bye, yay. From the bay, a four-day and four-day. Towards the rest, nigga, but in the game we don't play. I ain't kicking the bullshit and I hit like a bull. Using my hook to heat it like a plumber, using tools. Speak my motherfucking mind, so I say what I wanna. Put the spice first, him hitting corners in California. Blah!
What's the definition of boom-bye? Oh, I get it, okay, boom-bye. Murder in the music every time I play. I'm such an oddity, weirdo, in your ear holes, it's verbal sodomy. I'm stocking out the critics, you can call it dirty laundry. I think they yawn to me, Dub P, pardon me. I'm not really a rapper, you are tuning into artistry. I'm just a softy, but not hard to see, I'm hard to beat. With hot 16, so these bouncers always pardon me. I didn't take the same route that many other women took. They used to brush me off, they giving me a different look. I'll put it on the back burner, someone tell the kitchen cook. The game without me in, it's like a song with a missing hook. They've been telling me I'm crazy since the ninth grade. I've been doing this without a major break, so why wait? My buddy Spice said,
boom, bye,
I don't know what that means, but I'ma do my thing. What's the definition of boom bye? Oh, I get it, okay, boom bye. Murder in the music every time I play. I'm the boom bye, boom bye, boom bye. Everybody's yelling out boom bye. Yeah, I'm with it, okay, boom bye. Murder in the music every time I play. I'm the boom bye, boom bye, boom bye.
Boss Lenny, Fetty, Chico, Shit, Milton, nigga. Yeah, area balls up in here with Whitney Payton, nigga, you know what it is. I'm on here cussing and everything, motherfucker. What's up, Whitney? Kick that shit, my little home girl. You know what it is.
Hey, I'm just twisted. Me next.
Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted stereo, give the juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted stereo, give the juggalo.
I was born an accident off the river. Free spirit but a mind drifter. Vampire label me the blood sipper. With an axe in the middle of my head, the fallen sun. Grave walker, leader of a legion of killers and soul stalkers. Midnight marauders, we put the world in a submission. We told all the orderlies to twist the moment into superstition. Chris Barrett, like a shadow in the dark I float by. Looking at you dead in the eye. Time to wake the dead on up and ring the alarm. I got you busy shaking the nervous and sweaty palm. From the beyond, lands where mortals are never blown. Home is in the pitch black room all alone. Separated until death do its own. So I create and populate the dead zone.
Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill the juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill the juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill the juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill the juggalo.
In the vicinity, bump to number two. Coming out like freak shows. And all y'all hold the door.
purgatory, borderline of heaven and hell. See me for all that I am and all that I do. The multiple man appearing multiples of two. Evolution of the soul took place in the cocoon, and we appear from the shadow by the light of the moon. We the night breed, walking amongst the dead. Nobody can figure out what's going on inside of our head.
Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill each other low. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill each other low. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill each other low. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twist the stereo, kill each other low.
Let's see here. Next. She-Devil.
In the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her to Adam. And Adam said, this is the bone of my bones, and the flesh of my flesh.
I want you to take this.
What is it?
Something that'll make you feel real good.
God damn, girl. Give it here.
Off and they blow your top, watch when they hold your jock. Shock when the knot's sold crotch and you lost composure. Soft for the hose, you're not stocked for the roll. You walk for the hot shot when a cop and do lots of doja. She-Devil, her greed level is hella high. Speed rebel and seed pedals with a devil's eye. They call girl and strip, they all twirl and trip. In y'all world they dip and all thurl and hip. Hustlers, they slept and drug smugglers. Money they double up, throw that stuff up and bubble up. Best believe when I get ya, I'm about to strap it down. Cause by the time a tippy top on your cap in town, I got to have it now. Tech 9, it's a habit, got to stab it, I'm a savage hound. G-Devils are incredible, alpha dido. Where the Krilla is Grilla, X and taste of Tybo, yo.
Wife left, I don't give a fuck. Make this one thing, you 150
bucks. How much for me and my man?
To suck, me and Conniva. Let this diabetic dick touch your saliva. I take them blind and crazy. Been in 48, ever since we fuck, I've been coughing and losing weight. Staying home, trying to creep. Bitch, pick your son up, he been at school for a week. You fucking freak, trying to get the best of me. Kidnap your ass, leave you lost like Kelly without destiny. You stink trick, you suck dick. Jason Williams, what up? Shoot this dirty bitch.
Devilish bitch is so succulent, taking a piece of my soul every time that I bust a nut. She's like a succubus, a nymphomaniac, laying me back on the filthy mattress. Cum stains on it, smelling like catfish. Still I hit it, yeah I did it. Her pussy travel, she doesn't have a pivot. I remember when she was timid, your scandalous ass taking the pastor's cash. Got him on tape, sucking your dick, snorting and passing hash. I still had to grab that ass, had to laugh at stories about your ragged ass licking Max's pads. You silly bitch. To be a nerdy bitch, now she's in the backyard fucking 30 hits.
Now besides being on X and regardless me loving sex, we getting closer to next, just grinding to every kick. Two fingers up in your pussy, your hands rubbing my dick. As soon as my wife pushed me, a man fucking a trick. Don't care, she know I trick, but she's starting to get hit to it. Cause she's finding matches inside of my pocket that say I strip, which means I might get caught. Lose everything that I bought, the house, kids, in the car. I know this sounds bizarre, but we should give her a call and see if she want it in. That way it's three-way sex and we can all be friends.
I know you done it before, don't act like you have it more. I'm about to lose my wife, I can't afford a divorce.
With your pussy is a handful. You think I'm drowning and you clowning. So basically, bitch, you a damn fool. And that's a given fact. Plus
I remember back when you was young, I could see 100 niggas through your gap. And all of them was probably hitting that. That's embarrassing. You stuck with 30 children, 70 miscarriages, in and out of buildings, ain't caring who it is. Fucking newlywed, didn't mean to do it, but you did.
Devilish she never to be. Faithful, credit or fee is better than she. Drink even an apple. My cop unlocked the keys to your asshole. Stop the plot, do the freeze with my cash flow. Cock the Glock, got them thieves in the castle. Fresh out of school with a disease and a tassel. Skeezing is natural, you just my hat. That's the reason you stack though.
Say this once again?
Don't worry about it. Just relax.
Ooh, come here. Let me lick on this.
It's gonna cost you.
I got all of it, baby.
Well, that's exactly what I need. All of it. 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 All of it.
And we're back. What's going on, ghetto?
Snoochie Boochie.
Oh, fuck. No Snooty Boochies up on here.
Poor K.
Damn it, this is America, not Mexico.
Okay.
Go back to Antarctica.
Now, how do you know what they speak there?
Well, it's a foreign land, so they're bound to speak some kind of...
It's a foreign land, really?
They're bound to speak some kind of foreign gibberish.
That's your reasoning?
Yes. That is my reasoning.
The word has it that the Mafia 6 is going to do a collaboration CD with ICP.
That should be interesting. But yet, we still have no damn fucking Money Death Talk. No, Joker's Card's discography, Death, that was going to be put out, remember?
Well... That's probably not going to happen. Not that it even really matters, since all the CDs have been out for years anyway.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know, man. ICP don't do very many collaboration CDs.
So yeah, right?
This should be interesting.
Ain't that the truth?
Now the question is, will ICP bring their A game, or will they just be buried?
They'll be buried. Who are you kidding?
Because I'm serious, man. You know, who's all part of that Mafia 6 or whatever? Twisted Insane, DJ Paul, who's the other people?
Let's see, well, it's... Technically, there's this Mafia. Yeah, DJ Paul, Juicy J, Koopsta, Nika, Crunchy Black, and Gangsta Boo.
I thought Twisted the Same was part of that. I guess that was just him on the door with him. Never mind.
Yeah, I think that was just the tour.
So, wait. Crunchy Black is back?
Yeah.
God, dude, like, left a long time ago.
Oh, he apparently came back.
Huh. How about that?
Oh, no, don't expect them to look the same.
Look the same?
Oh, yeah.
the hell does that mean?
July 1st, 2012, Las Vegas. Currency Black was shot in the face and in the leg.
Shot in the face?
Yeah.
And he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Damn.
Don't exactly know why he was shot in the face for, but, or shot at all, period.
I don't understand, though. Like, how do people get shot in the head and live all the time?
I don't know. That's a really good question, Don Glassapa.
Shit. I wish I had that skill.
Yeah, right.
Be able to heal on spot like I was an X-Men.
So about the fact that, oh, this is probably over by now. I might need to fucking refresh this. Yep, that's over. WWE had a fucking sale going on, but that's over.
Sale for what?
25% off on orders $40 or more.
It's not even worth it.
Did you know that El Torito has his own fucking shit up on WWE now? They have his mask up there.
No, great. Well, I saw a photo of a couple getting married with a bunch of lamb masks on.
Must be related to fucking Eric Rowan.
See, this is how I see that, man. I see John Cena obviously beat Luke Harper tonight, and then next week he's probably going to face Eric Rowan. I bet you.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
All leading up to him to face Bray Wyatt and probably win there, too.
Yeah.
Because they don't allow John Cena to lose.
Of course not.
Because that'd be a change, and WWE can't have that. although I did rather enjoy Kane and the Outlaws beating up the Shield.
Yeah. Ooh, here's a good deal going on for WWE. They just put up a new one. This week can only take in an additional 40% off clearance. Use code SALE40.
Off clearance?
Yeah.
What the fuck do they have on clearance? Nothing.
Let's see what they got for sale. Well, you get a Sin Cara black arm sleeve.
So when does this take place? Today?
Yeah.
Like right now? Till when?
Yeah. Probably like maybe Sunday.
So how'd they go from 25% off orders over $40 to this all of a sudden right now?
I don't know. But, shit, now that it's 40% off. Now it's an additional...
Off clearance stuff, man. You can find something you want.
Man, I got a Shawn Michaels Mr. WrestleMania t-shirt.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
It's only $17.49. Then you throw the fucking 40% off on there. Shit, you in the gold. Or I'll get a giant handprint t-shirt.
That's just what I want.
There you go, you get a Paul Heyman. I'm a Paul Heyman baby, bib.
No.
Or, there we go, old school shit. Stone Cold Steve Austin, toughest SOB.
I don't understand why they still sell Stone Cold stuff.
I don't know.
You don't ever see them.
Yeah, right. Then again, you don't. Then again, you rarely ever see fucking Shawn Michaels either. Yeah, they got his hit.
You see him all the time. What are you talking about? Every time they're going to screw over a superstar, you see him.
Well, what about The Rock?
What about The Rock?
Only time.
He comes back when he has a new movie.
Let's see. How about the fact that they still got Caitlyn t-shirts going on?
Yeah, what?
Caitlyn t-shirts.
Yeah, why don't you get yourself a nice unicorn t-shirt?
I don't want the unicorn shit.
Ain't that what's on that t-shirt?
They got one with a unicorn, and they got another one that's 8th Militia. And that cheap as all fuck. $5.99.
Oh, no shit, man. They want to get rid of it, Eric.
Yeah, but just think, man, you throw that fucking 40% off on that shit, man, you get that shit for free.
I bet you they won't let you do that.
We'll find out.
It'll probably be like 20% off or some shit, just so you have to pay.
Damn it, I'm tired of seeing all these youth t-shirts. Nobody gives a fuck about the youth.
That's like the biggest fan base. It's the children.
There we go, fucking, old school rock shirt. Your role, know it. Your mouth, shut it. Now, here's a funny thing. See, Carter's no longer there, so why don't they make his shit fucking cheaper?
Some cars still there.
But the real Sin Cara might be suing the WWE for his gimmick.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Well, technically, he does own the rights to Sin Cara, to the name Sin Cara.
So?
Oh, no. There's a shirt that I'll never buy. Rick Rude. Swag.
Wow. No.
Yeah, they hit you with a shirt.
Fuck are you doing?
Yeah, right? Come on, WWE. Fucking Rick Rude. Man, I wonder if they have, like, any men's fucking pajamas up in this shit. Or sweatpants and shit.
I don't know.
So how about the fact I pissed off Destiny?
And how did you manage to do that this time?
Because I tagged her in that fucking Obama fucking picture saying, and what I said was to her, Hey Destiny, found your next Doug.
Yeah.
And she fucking posted up, and she commented back saying, what? With fucking capitals. Well, no, with the exclamation mark. So apparently she does not want to date Obama.
That's all she said.
Yeah.
Well, first off, why didn't you just post that picture to her? The fuck did you post it to me for? And then tag her.
Because it's a dope-ass fucking picture. Funny as all hell.
What the hell are you doing on that page anyway?
Bad. Because he keeps telling me to reach out to your audience. I don't want to reach out to nobody, motherfucker.
Reach out to your audience. So you sent me a picture from that page.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll get me a Sin Cara arm sleeve.
What the fuck for?
Or maybe his cape.
Cape? He doesn't wear a cape.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a Z car cape up on here. For like $19.99.
The fuck?
Yeah, but you never noticed that? Okay, it's a jacket, but I call it a fucking cape. Cause it looks like more like a damn cape than a jacket.
No fucking cape.
There we go, man. They got a big, the big boss man shirt up on here. Well, it's kind of tired because it's like a boss.
How many damn shirts they got to say that? They got a Vince McMahon one that says that, too.
You know what they should do? They should make a fucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan shirt and just say, and just have it say, Ho!
Yeah, that'd be a nice shirt.
Hell yeah. I'd fucking rock it. I'd rock that shit to work.
I'm surprised they never had a t-shirt that said that.
Yeah, I know, right? Select the size. Know your role.
Man, I used to call my English teacher Jim Duggan.
Why?
Because he looked like him.
You know, you got to love it how when you go to the WWE thing, it says select size, and you only have one size, extra large.
Well, that's the size. That's all you get.
I don't want to fucking select the size and then have to be just one size. That's going to shrink anyways and turn to a fucking small.
One size fits all.
Yeah, right.
Well, you wear a 3X t-shirt and then order like a size up from that, then it's a fucking huge-ass t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, if you think about this, though, man, at least like if you go to the 5XO or something like that, at least at least when it goes into the wash, it's not gonna shrink as much.
Cause like I bought that the Wyatt Family T-shirt, man, 4X, shit was big as fuck. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't expect it to be that big.
Damn it! Why isn't the fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin what T-shirt for fucking clearance?
Yeah, why isn't that clearance? It's been around for a while.
Yeah. Right? They said they gave you John Cena long sleeve shirt. Never give up.
Man, John Cena is like the only action figure you can ever find in stores, too.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like, don't people realize that nobody wants him? Or if they wanted him, they already have him.
I found some sweatpants. That's what they got. There we go. I should get the damn brown one that says, respect the beard.
Sweatpants?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's it say that at? On the crotch.
Nah. Let's see. On one side of the fucking pants, it's looks like right side. Well, left side, I don't know which side that would be. It says Daniel Bryan, and on like the opposite side, it says respect the beard. Like right on the fucking seam.
Let's see. Is that on the clearance?
Yeah, $14.99. So they only have like three sizes. Small, medium, and 2XL.
What the hell?
Like, how the fuck do your pants come in at 2XL? Like, shouldn't they have, like... That makes no sense.
I don't know.
Or you could go with the Dolph Ziggler sweatpants. You wish you could.
They should say stealing your girlfriend, or whatever the fuck it should say.
Yeah, right?
That would have been better.
Let's see. But they really got, they really don't have much under clearance, though. It's like, bullshit.
That's why it's 40% off.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that's worth fucking getting is that fucking Stone Cold shirt, looks like.
Man, they should knock the price down on that AJ Lee stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, they have boots.
No, Gary, here you go. Buying some boots with a slapped-on logo on it.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, like you do with your slippers.
Man, those slippers are right here, right next to my bed.
I'm just saying, man, you could have bought those slippers yourself and just slapped the logo on them.
Probably. Let's see. Or get a fucking gym bag, even though I don't go to the gym.
No, it's not just for the gym, though.
Or a, tri-blend pullover hoodie, sweatshirt.
Right.
The fuck is tri-blend supposed to mean?
I don't fucking know. Maybe three colors.
I don't know. It says tri-blend. Oh, it's for women.
Oh, it's for women.
What? I said, oh, it's for women.
Okay. So I see Little White has a new album coming out on 420.
Damn. Did he just put something out?
Like last month, maybe the month before that.
So then why does it need more shit coming out?
That wasn't his album, though. That was an album he did with Fraser Boy.
Hmm.
So now I'm guessing it's another full album of just him.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I sent you a link. even though I think you introduced me to her already, but, Kirstie Johnson.
Kirstie Johnson. That's that girl that talks weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, with like the cosplay and shit.
She got big old titties, blonde hair.
Yep.
And, cosplays like Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah. Oh, she's got some. Yeah, she's got some good prices going on there for the 9x6 prints.
Isn't that all of her pictures?
Well, yeah. $6.54.
Yeah, it's been like it. But the question is there anything new there? Probably not.
No, but she's got some Kill Bill ones on sale for $4.95.
Man, last time I saw that, I swear she only had like one of those left.
But that's not bad, though, man. I mean, shit. I mean, you know, at least she's actually cheaper than most people. Fucking $6.54, about $7. If you want to go to the nearest dollar.
Yeah, well, a lot of people should learn from that.
Well, yeah, but they won't.
Instead of trying to rip people off all the time.
Well, again, yeah, but they don't.
Like, I understand you put a lot of time into things, but for fuck's sake, it's just a picture.
Well, I'm not going for the Rock t-shirt, because I don't want a fucking XL shirt. Man, why don't they just put some fucking Triple H shit up on sale?
because that's not what's best for business.
Apparently not. I mean, the only thing that's up on here for sale for fucking Triple H is a skateboard deck, skateboard assembled, and a shirt for fucking kids, and some decals.
Well, there you go, man. Get a kid's shirt and a skateboard.
And what, try to be like Lil Wayne, trying to skateboard?
And then pretending that you skate. Good.
Yeah, bust my ass at the same time.
Ride your skateboard down the hill, and it's like, yeah, I can skateboard.
Damn it, primetime players. Your shirts are fucking horrible.
Miss your no days off.
Yeah. They might come in one, two colors, pink and blue. And they all say, know your worth.
Which is funny because the new Lil Wayne, oh my God, Lil White album is called No Sick Days. Wow, man, here we are, we're making fun of skateboarding, and I just say his stupid name. Way to go.
Now, this makes no sense. They made the decals for fucking youth. What the fuck does that make sense for?
What the hell does that mean? Like,
apparently the fucking decals are for kids only.
So, you got decals that you decorate your kids with? Like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, right?
So they're like,
come on.
Stickers makes for
no
your
sense.
Kids.
Let's see if they have anything good for Brock Lesnar. Probably not. Nope.
They got, like, the right to censor, and you put it on their mouth.
That's funny how you pretty mentioned that, because of the fact I was watching a fucking pay-per-view maybe Wednesday, and actually had right to censor on it.
Doing what?
Because.
Censoring the cat.
Yeah, well, no. I'm thinking like Armageddon 2000.
What are they doing?
Like you have Val Venus versus China, Bull Buchanan and fucking the Godfather defending their tag team titles. Ivory versus like Molly Holly and. Trish.
Molly Oli.
Yeah. I don't know, but I gotta say, she looks better as a blonde.
I see.
It's true, she looks better as a blonde. Then when she changed her hair, she looked all ugly. So wearing granny panties.
Granny panties?
Yeah.
Man, bitches barely wear underwear nowadays. Who the fuck wears granny panties?
Apparently her. There we go, man. Old school fucking Brahma Bolt rock t-shirt. Just bring it. Comes in 5XL.
Man, that's not old.
Well, technically it's more old. It's a little bit more older.
I suppose so. At one point in time, I had a whole shitload of wrestling shirts. But now, I have two.
Man, at one point in time, I had an old school D-Drain X t-shirt. I don't know what the fuck happened to that bullshit.
Yeah, I had that one, the one that says two words, suck it.
No. Not the one I had.
Oh, I had that one. That was the only decent one they really ever had.
I think the one I had... Had trying to put the focus on that shirt. Let me see if I can fucking find that shit.
They used to have that Road Dogg shirt too, man, the one that he's still wearing nowadays. You know, with the
dog
and shirt.
Nah, like, I think the one I had had the Nizze Suck It on it, or two words. Like, it just had like on the front, Triple H, Road Dogg, Jesse James, Fug Edge, Billy Gunn, X-Pac, and China.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's the one I had.
I just wish I still had that Al Snow shirt that said "Get Head on Here."
Yeah. You know, you can probably find that on eBay.
I tried looking for Al Snow t-shirts, but I never found anything. Except for, like, the Job Squad.
Yep, look, Job Squad just popped up.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing you're going to find.
But it's funny, I type in Al Snow, and it brings up Mickey Mouse, Grumpy, Snow White.
I think it's funny that I typed in TNA and WWE came up. I was like, wait, what? I didn't type in WWE.
Yes, you did. You just didn't know about it.
I just thought it was funny as hell because, like, you know, you type that in trying to find their merchandise, and then WWE shit comes up. I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. So now I've got 3 CDs that have been pre-ordered.
Huh?
I said I pre-ordered 3 CDs now.
What's your pre-order now?
Let me see. I can tell you exactly what it is. Orders. Ronnie James Dio, This Is Your Life. It's a tribute CD to the Dio.
Okay, then.
Let's see. Track listing. It's got fucking Tenacious D up on there.
Who the fuck listens to that?
You also got some shit that, you can see, you got Adrenaline Mob up on there, Anthrax, Corey Taylor, Rory, Moyoga, Satchel, Christian, Jason Christopher, Hailstorm up on there, doing a fucking cover track. Motorhead with Biff Bifin, the Scorpions, Doro, Killswitch Engage up on there, Glenn Hughes, Simon Wright, Craig Goldie, Rudy Sarzo, Scott Warren. Like, it's got, like, a lot of good fucking covers up on there. And then, of course, you got Ronnie James Dio himself with a track that, a unreleased track that was put up on there. I did good with that one, that's for sure. But now it's my turn to type in TNA, so it comes up on eBay. WWE. Damn it, fucking eBay, stop telling me to sign in when I'm already signed in, you dumb fuck.
The hell do you get to sign in to search something?
I don't know, they tell me to sign in. There we go, they got... Matt. That just makes no sense. Fucking T-Day pops up, but near every single action figure it says WWE custom figure. Lady Tapa, TNA, WWE, WWF, WCW, ROH, NWA. Like,
that's just so that you see it.
Hulk Hogan, WWE. Abyss, WWE. Like, nah, no. Here we go, fucking TNA, Deluxe Glow-in-the-Dark Jeff Hardy action figure.
Dude, he has, like, fucking five action figures.
Yeah, but this one glows in the dark.
Ooh.
In case you ever lose it.
That's like that Wyatt family poster. It glows in the dark, too.
Yeah, so we never lose it.
Like, why you want to be chilling in the dark with this poster staring at you?
Yeah, right.
that's not weird or anything.
Master Emily Chief. She got some nice titties on her ass. They go there if you like. I don't think you have a goddamn store, bitch. Yeah, you need a store. So I can buy shit from you. Let's see. I should we go for a track.
Ooh.
If it's not a product, I bet you won't.
I bet you won't.
I know you're not acting tough in the club right now. I know you are not acting tough in the club right now. Look, haters all talking, mugging when I walk in, whispering and shit for running up and stealing up. But I bet you won't. 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 Bitches steady yapping. I'm yelling what's happening. Saying they gon' get me cause I'm flagrant and I'm stacking. But I bet you won't. 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 One look and I bet you don't like this chick. Bet you wanna stand up but you sit. Bet you think you ballin' but you can't pay rent. Bet you wanna come around and talk that shit. But I bet you won't. Bet you don't. Say, come on, bitch, you grown. Even your man's a bitch and he wrong. Mad cause I'm that chick he won't. But I better run up on a motherfucker like, Lil Mexican chick and I'm tough. Driving, jamming, knock if you buck. Me and my clique, yeah, you fuck with us. Cause look, I'm a little belligerent and I'm thinking real different. When I get up in this, you gon' stop. I'ma kill him again and I bet I get him offended cause they hating on me cause I'm hot. Haters all talking, mugging when I walk in. Whispering and shit for running. I'm a lady, but I'll hit you with a fist. I'm 5'2", so if you a bigger bitch, I'll pick up something or I'll hit you with a brick. Fuck writing a verse, bitch, I'll hit you with a pen. Ain't one bitch, I ain't shitting on a sticker then. I'ma calm this chick down quicker than Ritalin. Ain't shit harder than the position I've been up in. I'll rob you bitches up when I was a kid again. Look, don't think that you someone cause you talking about some black, you know. I was raised in Mexico, bitch, anything is possible. If you having beef with me, stay on your toes like Dr. Show. Cause talking's cheap, but touch me and you'll end up in Waco. Hey, haters all talking. Mugging when I walk.
And we're back.
Believe me, I could always find something for you to do.
Yeah, we'll find something to do, bitch.
You're right.
I'm
sure they're tagging in the paperwork. She's hiding something from me. Yes, it's called a sex life. Maybe if you had one, you'd be a little more understanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can tell you
stories. Tell. Slowly. Damn it, Damien Sandow, why don't you have any good shirts? Ones that aren't pink.
Ones that don't say stupid things on them.
Yeah. Like, I think.
So therefore I am.
Or, I can, therefore I will.
Like, why can't you just have a shirt that says, you're welcome?
Yeah, right? My camera has absolutely nothing in the clearance section either. Let's see. Maybe Randy Orton's got something.
You know, he's like the only person that has an action figure on that website.
Are you serious?
Last time I looked, that was the only one they had. Was Randy Orton.
Wow. I thought they got more.
Oh, yeah, I really have no. Don't see them.
Brie and Nikki Bella. Battle Pack action figures.
How much do they want for that?
$50.
Say $50?
Yes.
I could have bought that at Target for $20.
let's see. Triple H and Curtis Axel Series 2 belt. Battle Pack action figures.
Man, you can buy that anywhere for $20.
The Shield, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose, $25.
You can find that anywhere for $20.
Mr. Perfect, Series 37 action figure, $22.
I saw him for like $15.
Randy Orton, Series 37 action figure, $15.
See, why he old cheap and shit.
Kane, Super Strikers action figure, $14. Big Show, Super Strikers action figure, $14. But it gets even better. Fucking Ryback, the cheapest, $12.
Yeah, dude, they got, like, Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara and all them shit for, like, $8, $9 and shit.
Yeah, right. Except those are, like, all the fucking Slam City action figures.
Speaking of which, freaking Rey Mysterio is going to be in that Battle Royal.
He'll get injured.
And I already knew The Miz was going to be in that before he even said that on SmackDown.
Yeah, because he said it on Raw, too.
Did he? I missed that, then.
Well, he said it during the fucking backstage, Raw backstage pass thing. That,
well, then
you know,
why did he say it again?
Because he's an idiot.
He's like, I'm officially saying that I'm going to enter that. Well, if you already said it.
Yeah, and what the fuck was, why the fuck is, it's funny how Kane just gave, like, two people a fucking title shot.
So it's going to be a triple threat match.
Fatal four-way, because don't forget.
Yeah, the Outlaws are the number one contenders.
Yeah, because they still have their fucking rematch clause, which means it's going to be a fucking, it'll be a fatal four-way.
That's what I was wondering, too, man. Like, why are they having a number one contenders match when they already have number one contenders?
Yeah, right.
And then I was wondering why the hell was Dean Ambrose in this match with Seth Rollins?
Yeah, it was a complete setup.
Well, yeah, man. Look at the people that were in the match. And They all were beating up the shoe.
Yeah, right.
It's funny how the Shield has absolutely no fucking merchandise up on clearance. It's funny.
It's because they think everybody loves them.
Let's see what they have with Zack Ryder.
Although I thought it was funny as hell at the start of that match, man. Michael Cole was like, none of these teams are really well liked.
It's true, too.
Like, don't these people cheer for the Shield all the time, though? And then they chant for the real Americans.
Yeah, right.
But apparently nobody likes any of the teams. But see, I would be all right if the Shield was just Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah. Give it up again. Roman Reigns is punk ass.
Yeah, get rid of that retard. Nobody even likes him. There's one fucking move. And it's fairy punch.
It's true.
He's not entertaining. He's not a good wrestler. He's a retard.
No. Oh. You know what? Fuck it. I'll get a Ryback t-shirt.
Jeez. Don't seem so excited about it.
Hey, $6.99.
Oh, yeah, which one's that?
Ryback Rules.
The gay one.
Well, they don't have even... Speed Ryback up on here. Like, feed me more.
Yeah, it's not even that one. So.
But they have Feed Me More, but in the form of a hat.
You wear hats. Get a hat.
And in the form of a koozie.
Like a can holder?
Yeah. It's right back. Feed me more. Notice how they have nothing good for fucking Sheamus up in here. Except for one thing, a koozie.
Jeez. Well, yeah, that's perfect for him.
And gym shorts. Everything else is for fucking kids. Wow. Including the skateboard. Hey, what the fuck is the deal with fucking WWE and skateboards now?
Yeah, let's deal with anybody with skateboards.
I mean,
like, fucking Twisted has a skateboard.
Yeah, fucking Psychopathic has a fucking skateboard.
I don't understand.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody ever will. Fine, maybe I'll go with a John Cena t-shirt.
No.
You can't see me. Never give up.
No. No. No.
I mean, they had a good fucking Dolph Ziggler one. I said, I stole your girlfriend. I'd get that, but they ain't got nothing like that either.
Jeez, they don't even have that.
Damn it, I don't want fucking Fandango. Fucking da 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 bullshit.
Da 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 da
da. Yeah, that bullshit. I don't want that on a shirt.
It's kind of sad that that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
Get the Mark Henry t-shirt. That's what I do.
They have no t-shirts for Mark Henry up on here. Well, in clearance.
Where the fuck did it go?
Clearance, anyways. All they have is a gym bag, a wallet, and a belt buckle.
A belt buckle?
Yeah. Let's see. Shirts. too bad he's fucking, like, none of the shirts are actually doper. I mean, they got fucking the Ascension, We Will Rise. That's a dope shirt, but not on fucking clearance. There we go, Mark Henry. That's what I do. Fucking $24.99. Not on clearance.
Yeah, that is not clearance.
Now, why isn't fucking Mick Foley on a fucking clearance? You barely ever see him.
I'm surprised he even has any merchandise.
He's got wood. It says, real men wear flannel.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm better off with either Ryback or Stone Cold.
Bald guy or bald guy?
What's even funny is the fact that they don't have anything for fucking New Age Outlaws up on here.
They only had one t-shirt. Where the fuck to go?
Yeah, right. I think they should have done it. They should have made that fucking 40% for all fucking products, not just clearance.
They're trying to get rid of that so they can get new stuff, Havoc.
Well, big deal.
Man, what they should really do is give you 40% off of that shipping.
Oh, yeah. And the Authority has the most stupid shirts ever.
No shit.
Best for business, not best for business, and symbol of power. All $25. Fuck
yeah,
out of here.
Nobody wants any of that.
Yeah, right? So that can go under clearance.
Yeah.
Or just get taken down.
Like, couldn't they have at least made, like, a decent shirt?
Yeah, right? Or give them... Put fucking, throw Degeneration X under fucking, fucking clearance. Or Edge and Christian under clearance. Oh, $6.99, that's a pretty good deal for a shirt, though, so.
Wow. Is that with the 40% off?
No, I'm about to see what that is with the fucking equipment with the 40% off. Check out. Sale 40. Apply. Comes to $4.19 with shipping, total tax. What a total! The estimated total will be $11.18.
There you go.
So that only takes off $2.80.
But still, it's not too shabby for a T-shirt. $11.
Yeah, that's true.
What the hell is the code? 40.
Sale 40.
Sale 40.
Yep.
Jeez, 40% still doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, right? That's what they got for fucking DVDs up on here.
Every WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'll go with WrestleMania.
The hell do you want to buy DVDs for? You got the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch all of them on there.
Here you go, Ghetto Man. You can use that 40% off and get a fucking Sin Cara standee and watch him injure himself.
He'll get injured in the mail.
Exactly.
have costumes here you can get. You get a fucking beard along with a Sin Cara jacket and arm sleeves, and you can be a bearded Sin Cara.
Man, I don't need to buy a beard, man. I got a massive beard right now.
Now, what's even funnier is you go, you try and look for the DVD section on this thing. It's not even there.
Where the hell is it?
I don't know. No, okay, they don't have DVDs up on there for sale. It's all posters, like TLC.
The hell is that under?
It's clearance, WWE TLC 2013 poster. Fucking $5.99.
Man, ain't nobody want that.
Yeah, right. Damn it, give me the fucking DVD, bitch.
Just click DVD.
There we go, products, DVDs. Let's see what they got for fucking clearance here, if anything. Nope, nothing. Oh wait, never mind. WWE Extreme Rules 2009. No Way Out 2009. I had Champions 2009.
I think I see a pattern here.
WrestleMania 27. $6.99. Yeah, I see a pattern here, too. Oh, bullshit.
I was going to say 2009, but that works.
Yeah, bullshit, it works either way. Let's see. Yes, you're going to take her. That's not a fucking thing. That's not clearance. Signature Sounds, the music of the WWE DVD.
Is that a DVD?
Yeah. Signature Sounds, the music of the WWE. In other words, it comes with the, like, in other words, it comes with the fucking Titantron videos.
How much is it?
$5.99.
Who the fuck is on it?
I don't know. It doesn't tell you. That's what I'm trying to find out right now.
Was there anybody on the cover?
Unfortunately, yes.
And that is...
Fandango!
What? Why is he on there?
And there's a lion, there's a white tiger on there too. And a unicorn.
What? I'm completely lost.
Here, I'll send you the link. Go check it out.
What the hell kind of cover is that for music for the WWE?
I don't know.
When the hell is that from? This year?
Yes.
Alright.
Okay, it starts like Batista, Fandango, Sonny, and the Primetime Players.
and Edge.
That's it?
Oh, wait, no, there's more. Okay, that's just for the fucking downloadable one. Other ones got, like, I think it said Edge, John Cena, CM Punk. Music has been an inaugural of the WWE, especially anthems, for all the greatest WWE superstars since Sergeant Slaughter first made his entrance to the Marine Corps in the early 80s. So apparently it's just a bunch of behind the, like, music being made and stuff like that.
So it's actually a DVD?
Yeah, it's an actual DVD.
Not just music?
Nope, it's an actual DVD. Although the cover looks completely fruity as all hell, because it's got Fandango, a white tiger, and a Pegasus, a.k.a. Unicorn. Yeah, I sent you the link to check the cover of it for yourself.
See.
I look so gay. Someone says it's worth the $6.
Must be a good DVD then.
Yeah, they got like 3 stars.
Well, somebody liked it.
Yeah, bunch of retards.
He's already hating it, and he doesn't even know what's on it.
That's correct. Man, I'd like to know what the fuck's on before I decide to buy it.
Well, that's why you don't buy it if you don't know what's on it.
It's only like one disc.
Yeah.
There we go. as the main feature, you get a documentary counting down the top 25 featured themes in WWE history, including Goldust, Shane McMahon, Here Comes the Money, Stone Cold Steve Austin, I Won't Do What You Tell Me, Chris Jericho, Break Down the Walls, Mankind, Ode to Fraud, and many more. On top of that are 8 extras, including deleted scenes from the countdown, which are, what the fuck, get these damn fucking things out of my way.
What? What is in your way?
Stupid fucking ads. They block the fucking things. Which are, extended entrance themes, which didn't make the top 25. Oh, look, they even got William Regal as that fucking hillbilly.
A real man's man.
Yeah. That one. Or did I just refer to him as a fucking hillbilly?
A lumberjack.
Same thing.
Not really, but okay. A lumberjack would look like how Luke Harper did when he wore that flannel vest.
Yeah, thank God they got rid of that bullshit. Oh, look, they even got Starcade, the essential collection DVD up on WWE.com.
Nobody cares about WCW.
Let's see what else they got. Anything ECW related, maybe. Might be helpful.
Man, no. What would be interesting is to find the CD back from, like, 1999, 2000, with that music on it.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. WWE.
Fuck, are you doing trying to start a fucking motorcycle? Got a
Eagle ghetto band. Here we go. Damn it, I don't want NBA bitches.
NBA? I don't want nothing to do with fucking basketball.
Man, I typed in WWE CDs and it brought me up fucking NBA 2014 and 2013.
I don't want either.
I don't either. Hey, look, I found WWE Raw for the PC.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's not, well, you know, that's not what I was looking for. I want the music. The signed, the autographed Playboy magazine with fucking Maria. That's sexy as fuck. But I wanted the music.
Well, put in the music, man. Don't put in Playboys.
I did it. I put in WWE CDs.
Did you mean Playboys?
There we go, man. I found the WWF, the music, volume 3. Volume 4, forcible entry.
Man, I used to have both of those.
Volume 5. And you have the originals, which feature songs by the likes of Rey Mysterio.
No.
Lita. Stacey Keebler. Booker T. Kurt Angle.
You suck. William
Garth. Eddie and Chavo Guerrero. Chris Jericho. Rikishi. Put a little ass on it. John Cena.
Word life.
And, like I said, Rey Mysterio singing Crossing Borders.
Which one would have, like, that old Triple H song or something, like, for, like, DX? And, like, the Stone Cold song with Disturbed?
What one would Disturbed would be on a forcible entry? The one with DX, I'd to say maybe volume 4 or 3. Yep, volume 3 has got DX and X-Pac, along with the New Age Outlaws.
No, I'm talking about that Triple H theme.
Which one? My Time?
I think that's what it is.
That'd be volume 4.
Long Tail? New Zone?
Yep. That's volume 4. Along with Billy Gunstein, The Ministry, No Chance in Hell, from Corporate, Model Corporation, Mark Henry, Sons of Chocolate, Test, Mankind. And like I said, as far as the one with the stir for Stone Cold, Forceful Injury.
The hell else is on that CD?
See, you got Dry and Pull Up on that one, Kid Rock, Creed, Limp Bizkit, Our Lady Peace, Rob Zombie, Breaking Point, Marilyn Manson, The Union Underground, Seven Dust, Saliva, Monster Magnet, Stereo Mud, Neurotic, Cypress Hill, Dope, and Boys Hate Cars.
Those are all people's themes?
Drying Pool did The Game for Triple H. Kid Rock did Legs for Stacey Keibler. Limp Bizkit, of course, did Rollin' for Undertaker. Whatever. Chris Benoit, Rob Zombie did Never Gonna Stop for Edge. Breaking Point did One of a Kind for Rob Zombie. Of course, Manson did Beautiful People for SmackDown.
Just like One of a Kind for Rob Zombie.
Rob Van Dam.
Okay.
Seven Dust did Break the Walls Down for Chris Jericho. Saliva did Turn the Tables for Billy Boys. Monster Magnet did Live for the Moment for Hardy Boys. Stereo Mud did Everything, End of Everything for Raven. Cypress Hill, Just Another Victim for Taz. Dope, No Chance for Vince. And Boy Hits Car, for Love, Fury, Passion, Energy for Lita. And, you know, I think I'll see how much. God damn! They want fucking $40 for that shit.
$40 for that CD?
Yeah, on Amazon.
The fuck?
Well, $31, but technically $40.
Fucking Amazon's always trying to rape you.
Yeah, right? Man, you better go on the used.
How much is it used?
$219.
That's a big fucking difference.
Yeah, $2.19 plus $3.99 shipping.
But do you see that? And then there's the other price.
Yeah, $31.26.
Big fucking difference.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that one. Oh, here we go, man. You got WWF Aggression.
Huh?
WWE Aggression. With Run DMC for DX, Cool Keith and ODB for Mankind, Method Man for The Rock, Snoop Dogg and WC for Stone Cold, Red Man and for Vince McMahon, C Murder for Gangrel, the Eastsiders for Kane, R.A. the Rugged Man for Jericho, Badass, and
R.A. the Rugged Man's on that scene?
Yeah, he did Break the Walls Down. No, Break Down the Walls for Chris Jericho.
Wow. I didn't know who the fuck that guy was until, recently.
Badass and Technique for New Age Outlaws, Ice-T for The Godfather, Mystical and Raz Kaz for Triple H, Mac 10, K-Mac and Boo Capone for Big Show and Mino for The Undertaker.
That's all them rap song remix things, right?
Yeah. Okay, I don't want anything from the fucking UK, so fuck you and have a nice day. But I will get my hands on Aggression again, because it's a dope fucking CD.
I thought you already had that.
Man, like, the physical copies of them, like, I completely lost. And I have no idea what the hell happened to them. I don't know. But,
Yeah, I used to have volume 3 and 4, but then I sold them.
You know, speaking of which, maybe I should get fucking volume 3 and 4 as well.
How much they want for volume 4?
Volume 4, they want...
Probably find that somewhere cheap as fuck, though.
Oh, for the CD, $5.36. Unless you have it brand new for 61 cents.
Brand new for 61 cents?
Yep, well, it's $3.99 shipping. Well, $3.99 shipping.
What the fuck?
Yep.
That's very strange.
I will add that to my list as well.
Do they have new music out now?
I don't know.
Like, did they put out music for now?
Let's find out. Fandango. No, I don't want ZZ Top Fandango, bitches. Well, not on a CD, though, but, Amazon does have stuff up on there for, like, you get, like, in MP3 formats, like Goldust and Clay Rhodes, Daniel Bryan, Curtis Axel, and all them, for, like, 99 cents each. AJ Lee.
Now, why would I want to buy these when I can rip them off of YouTube?
Yeah, right. But I did find the Tough Enough CD.
What the fuck is on that?
Cold, Limp Bizkit, Stained, Trust Company, Puddle of Mud, Weezer, Queens of the Stone Age, Unwritten Law, Bloodhound Gang, Cinder, Mars with a Z. Sinistar, Injected, and Rob Zombie.
Huh. Not bad.
No. And $2.65 plus $3.99 shipping. Now, do I actually want these? That's the question. I might get that too. Add it to what I want to buy.
And what's that?
WWE Originals. know, like the stuff that was, you know, sung by like Dudley Boys, Trish, Ray, Booker T, Lita, Angle.
They sang songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what look is depressing to see. Cause you know, you can't do better than me. Start at the bottom and long for the top. I'll always be here to make your dreams stop. I've got it all, from head to toe. Look, strange, class, you'll never know. Second place is the best you'll ever do. Be happy with that before I do work.
Yes, that was Kurt Angle rapping.
Wow. And then John Cena came out and slapped him in the face.
Man, that would have been funny.
What do you mean that would have been funny? That happened before, but not because he was rapping,
but...
though.
The fuck? Scott Steiner has his own soundtrack.
Why?
Fuck if I know.
Man, the only wrestler's soundtrack that I have is the Macho Man.
It's called Scott Steiner's Freak Tunes. The Papa Pump soundtrack.
Wow.
Hey, look, I found Tough Enough 1, like the very first soundtrack for Tough Enough.
The hell were you listening to? Wasn't that the Tough Enough 1?
No. Well, I was just playing just a while ago. That was Dudley Boys. And Kurt Angle on WWE Originals.
I know that was Kurt Angle.
But let's see here. What's on the very first Tough Enough soundtrack? A lot of good fucking bands and tracks. Holy shit. Giant Pool, Bodies, Godsmack Awake, Mudvayne, Dig, Disturbed, Stupefy, Live, Papa Roach. Interesting.
Damn. Those are a bunch of good songs.
Yeah. How much you niggas want for this shit?
They had Mudvayne on Tough Enough?
Well, part of the soundtrack, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right? Fucking Biggie Langston's music.
That doesn't sound like Biggie Langston's music.
Yeah, it's one of his old themes. Here we go, CD for WWE Originals, limited edition, $2.79. to my fucking cart. So far, I'm up to fucking, I don't know. Oh, so far it's, they tell me. I'm trying to figure out if I want Tough Enough 1 or 2 for the soundtracks.
Both of them.
I can do that. Let's go with the one from New Jersey since that would probably get here faster. Chris proceed to checkout. Ship to this address. Continue. Continue. Damn, $34.41 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 CDs altogether.
All from different people.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
How'd that become so much? I thought you said that shit was like $2 a piece.
Well, yeah. They are like. We got to put in shipping as well.
The fuck was that?
That would be me for ripping ass.
Jeez. Exploded.
But the good thing though was motherfucking for aggression, originals, tough enough, and forceful entry. There's only one left in stock, and I'm getting the very last ones.
Ooh, aren't you the lucky one?
Hell yeah, they're all brand new. Hell yeah, bud. So there we go. New music is going to be added to my fucking list. Oh, man. Yo, I should have added this to my fucking list as well. The fucking Punisher soundtrack.
Should just buy the movie. The movie's a good movie.
Well, yeah, but the soundtrack's dope, too. I mean, it's got a Giant Pool, Puddle of Mud, Nickelback. Well, I'm not... Never Say Never.
Almost.
Let's see. Queens of the Stone Age, Seether, Spawn, Anti-Soul, Trap, Chevelle, Ashes to Ashes by Damage Plan, Edgewater, Finger 11, Ben Moody, Strata, Hatebreed, Seven Wiser, Submerse. Man, whoever fucking put the listing up for this shit is fucking retarded. Never mind, I don't want it anymore just because based on how they fucking put that shit. Let's go check out fucking Punisher Warzone soundtrack.
No, fuck that movie.
Man, I don't give a fuck about the movie. I just want to check the fucking, I just want to see the damn fucking, track listening for the soundtrack.
That movie sucked.
Rob Zombie, Slayer, Slipknot, Rise Against, Seether, Curly, 7 Days Away, Senses Fall, Machines of Loving Grace, Justice, Pendulum, Hatebreed, Static X, and Ramala. Yep, nope, we ain't going no Brahmala. Fuck out of here. But there we go. I decided to take out fucking Tough Enough 2 soundtrack. Look at that, maybe.
How dare you?
Hey, at least I kept in the first one with Godsmack, Mudvayne, Disturbed. And as far as my shopping cart for WWE, I already emptied your ass.
I thought you were on the t-shirt.
I'll get it tomorrow.
What the hell's the difference?
No, I don't feel like getting it today. But hey, I mean, at least I got fucking.
You were so excited about that t-shirt, but now you're not going to get it.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Now let's close up all these damn windows. It's 1:30. I'm gonna go pass the fuck out for work. And we'll be back for tonight's show. Or tomorrow night's show.
Alright, boy.
Peace.